welcome to the latest episode of Built Bricks, episode number 18 of my podcast. And I am so glad that you're here. It's going to be a very, very fun episode. Now that we are starting October, this is recording on Saturday, October the 2nd. And this is going to be coming to you October 3rd. So, hello, everybody. I'm so glad that you're here. And I just can't wait to get on with everything. So let me tell you what's happening in this episode. First off, I'm going to be talking about Lego and Minecraft's 10-year anniversary. This episode's sort of based off around that. I'm going to be talking about the consequences and the many different things that are going in that, and all the crazy stuff that is going with the 2022 rumors. I'm also going to be talking about the brand new leaked out UCS 2022. Well, it's not 2022, the new UCS Titanic. And is this the new biggest Lego set? And lastly, I'm going to be talking about my Minecraft world, my Lego city, and everything that I'm doing in there. So let's get right into it. First off, I'm going to start off with my week before we get into Minecraft. I've been doing really, really well. It's been going the same as usual, you know, school and all that great stuff. But what really, 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 really surprised me was Lego. And I've been doing a lot with Lego recently, especially in the Lego City. I did a Lego Modulaire video, and I decided I want more of these Modulaires in these buildings. If I'm going to make a Lego City, I broke down, crashed all my current Lego buildings, and I decided, yo, I want to put more of these Modulaires. So I made two new Modulaires, and that those fit on a base plate, and I decided that I want more of these Modulaires. So they all fit on one base plate, and I'm gonna make another corner building, and that sort of took off the Modulaire idea, and that's how the Modulaires came to be and everything. And I'm just really, really enjoying this. And everything, I'm really, really liking the whole entire setup with the Modulaires. I'm planning to do more Modulaires in the future, possibly like even a movie theater, which I might even do. But I really like to make Modulaires that show my life. And I think those are the great buildings and great, you know, those type of Lego builds and stuff you want in your city. You just don't want your old plain Modulaire. You want to have a very, very, very meaningful Modulaire mock that means something to you. And that's where I decided to go with my Modulaires. I made some Modulaires that were important to me. So my very first Modulaire was a record shop / apartment. And the record shop, I love records. I've been a huge fan of antique stores. I like going to antique stores. I love garage sales. Those are literally the heart of shopping for me. So I decided to make a record shop / antique store and also apartment on top, because I want a little house, you know. I want apartments, so it brings more life into the city. So that's mainly what I did with the record shop. But then I added two more, and one of them is a clothing shop. And because I like how I look, I don't want clothes that, you know, bring out my personality. So I like this orange, because this shows that I'm cheerful, and I'm happy, and I'm a bright person. And I also like yellow, because, I mean, that's also a bright color. But I like Harry Potter shirts, I love Star Wars shirts, the Mandalorian shirts, Stranger Things shirts, those type of shirts that, you know, bring out your personality. And I want that in the city. I want each shirt or each torso on a minifigure to give a personality in the city and to show who this guy really is. So, say for example, if you have a plaid shirt, you might think this guy really likes to be around his family. He's pretty old school. He might even go to church, and he just really likes, he's very normal. He's very generic. and he just likes to hang around. He's a good guy. So that's what Plat tells you. Whereas if you have a, let's see here. What if we have a corduroy shirt with a necktie and polka dots? Let's say that. Sort of like, you'll see that this is a sweater guy. He really is interested in that type of stuff. And he mostly might go to a private school. He possibly might be a nerd, might be a geek. He might be an old breezer who lives with his parents, but he also doesn't have a lot of friends. So that's what I like to do, and that's what the clothing shop is for. And then I made another one called a hotel, and I love hotels. You might not be a hotel guy, but I am. And I like just the pool and the hot tub and the breakfast in the hotel. And I like to include that stuff in my build to bring out my personality. And I think that's what really, really visiting here. And I sort of talked about this briefly, and I mostly got this from Brick Fanatics. And recently on, you know, different sources from Lego. Here, let me try to see if I can get it. So, I honestly thought, because of Lego and Minecraft's anniversary, that they would mostly likely to do golden minifigures. And that's just my opinion. Golden minifigures, I think, are a really essential part. I really do like golden minifigures. They did that with they did that with Ninjago, and they did that with Harry Potter. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do that with Minecraft. But according to rumors, leaks, and kind of reveals, it says, I got this from Brick Fanatics. You should definitely check out Brick Fanatics. It's in the link in the description. Check them out. It says here, but it doesn't sound like the LEGO group is interested in celebrating. And this is what really disturbs me here, guys. I think that LEGO should celebrate any anniversary when they get a chance. Because that's their time. That's their way of pulling fans into their base. Because it's 10 years of the theme that they love. And this, if they've done 10 years of Minecraft, I think this is their time to shine. This is their time to give the fans something they want. And it's also a very good time to start on 1.17. So, Caves and Cliffs, the new update, it's a very good time to start on that and get 1.17. Possibly have axolotls, do goats, and do all the stuff that fans have been wanting from LEGO Minecraft. But also give them some essential sets that they have not done before. Maybe a UCS Woodland Mansion. I don't know. I think that they should give LEGO Minecraft a chance at Golden Anniversary, because LEGO Minecraft is very popular among kids. And when they see these golden minifigures, it gives them a sense of, oh my gosh, I got this. This is so cool. And the golden minifigures, I think, are a very, very genius way of grabbing LEGO fans' attention, telling them that this is a limited edition, because probably 10 years from now, 20th anniversaries, they're probably gonna say, ooh, I remember those 10th anniversary golden minifigures. Those could actually be worth tons of money. And I always like these anniversaries. And I think this is a opportunity that LEGO does not need to discard. And especially when it's birthday between a IP. They should definitely do a celebration, because it would just bring that source. They've done it with Star Wars. They've done it with Harry Potter. They should definitely do it with Minecraft. And I don't know. Maybe even Minecraft will do something for their anniversary. I don't know. It's 10 years. And an opportunity like this doesn't happen much often. So I think they should definitely go into trying to do an anniversary, try to do some sense, I don't know, they've done tons of stuff for the Lego Harry Potter 20th anniversary. It's almost making me think like they overdid it for the Lego Harry Potter 20th anniversary. I think that the golden minifigures were enough. But though they went all out with making redos of the very, very old sets. And I'm just not sure that was really the right time to do that. Especially when I've recently gotten news that they're not going to be doing Deathly Hallows sets next year. That really heartbreaks me. I really honestly did think that they were going to do Lego Harry Potter 20th anniversary sets. But anyways, Lego Minecraft 10th anniversary, I really do think that they should do something. I don't know, maybe make a really cool 18 plus Minecraft set, even though that really wouldn't seriously be a good idea. I think they should definitely do something, or else it will sort of disturb their fan base. And yeah, that's really what I'm thinking about Lego Minecraft 10th anniversary. Mostly, yeah, I think that really explains it. Especially, let me look back on some of these. Creator Expert, I think they should do some more stuff with that. Modulators, we first got we got some news about Modulators. I don't know. But there's some really, really cool stuff in this newsletter. And I think every week they come out with a new newsletter, and I'm always looking forward for those. So very, very much check out Brick Fanatics. Definitely really do check out them. So, next, I'm going to be talking about... what was I talking about? Alright, My City. And some updates coming on. So, My City. So, in the last LEGO City update, I broke it apart. If you haven't seen that video, it's in the link in the description also. You're probably wondering, dude, why did you do that? Why did you break apart your Lego City? Well, first of all, it was already broken. But I think most of it was really, it really just needs some changes. And I think that I can do way better. I already have many, many ideas for this, you guys. I'm making a full-out theme park with a fully functional roller coaster. Of course, that's later in the future, but I'm going to be doing that. The roller coaster is really, really what I'm excited about, especially getting those power functions hooked up. I think that would really be a sweet treat for me and everything I'm trying to do with it. I'm also going to be making a... So I have this bat cave, and I really want to change that. Because I don't really have a place for it. So, there's this local store, you probably heard of these, are called Bricks and Minifigs and More. And there's one nearby me. Well, not nearby me, it's probably like 2 hours away, 1 hour. And when I went there once, I got for like $4 or $6 this humongous bat cave. And I really, 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 really liked it. It had all these cool features and everything. I just really, really enjoyed it. It was honestly just a really, really good deal that I didn't want to pass up. And now I have it. And I sort of turned it into 74 a theme when I was making. But then it sort of got old. And now there's no use in it. So now it's just something that's hanging up on my shelf. I decided, dude, what if I broke that apart and then turned it into a Ninjago City Docks kind of Tokyo inspired market dock that I would either put next to the water or in the water, sort of making it like, you know, celebrating my Chinese. And I thought that was really cool, and then I could connect it to the Spring Lantern Festival and some other sets that I really, really want. And I really did think that was a good idea, so that's going to be coming soon in the Lego City. I really, really, really want to get to work on that, but of course, you got to take projects and steps one project at a time. And right now, I'm working on Modulaire, so I have to work on that first before I get to this. So, Lego City, tons of stuff are coming. Like the fully functional roller coaster. I was also thinking about trains. I really, from the start, from even before I started making a Lego City, I was like, dude, I really want a train a train station and a train railroad just going along the city. Because trains are really, really cool. And I think that Lego trains, especially once you hook them up, maybe even get some GoPro views of it, those are really, really cool. I really do like Lego trains. And there's two Lego trains that I really, really like. And that is the passenger train from Lego City. That's a really, really good one. And the Disney train station. The Disney train station is probably number one. Because, first of all, you're getting a really big train station, and you're also getting a really, really cool train. The train is awesome, it's power functional, of course, but then you also have the many features that come with it. You have that you can put it, it looks old school, and all of this great stuff, and I really, really do like the Disney train station, especially the station. It looks really, really nice. So, I really want to do something with the Disney train station, I don't know when. But yeah, I'm also thinking, okay, so I have so many ideas I'm just bursting out here for my Lego City, you guys. And that is possibly a winter village. So I've always been a kind of sort of fan of the winter village sets, the seasonal, you know, those sets that come out for Christmas. This year, it's the Santa's Visit. Last year was the Elf Clubhouse, and before that, I think it was the Winter Village Fire Station, and there's a Winter Village train. There's so many Winter Village sets, and plus, possibly, there's even Hotspring. So, there are so many cool Winter Village sets, and I was like, dude, what if I added that in the Lego City? And it could sort of be like Hogsmeade, but it was for the city. And then I could, it would be cheerful, it would be a snow area, and it'd be nice. And I thought, dude, that'd actually be a really cool idea. And I'm going to be doing that. The thing is, I'm not sure what sets I would need. And I know for sure Hogsmeade. Hogsmeade is a very good set. I could add it to the Lego Harry Potter world, but there's not really a place for it. But Hogsmeade, probably the Elf Train, the Elf Clubhouse, the Vintage, the Winter Village Train, the Winter Village Fire Station. Yeah, those stuff. Also, the last but not least, something that I've already been working on is the neighborhood for the Lego City. I already have one house, and I'm trying to think of houses and stuff that I need to buy in order to make this. One of those sets that I know will be a very, very easy one to get, it's just that I'm waiting for a good deal or like something, or like get enough money to buy it, is number 4 Privet Drive from Harry Potter. That's a really, really cool house. The look of the house is just really, really nice. So, yes, I'm going to also talk about my Lego Harry Potter world. Now that's up. So, I haven't really recently done a Lego Harry Potter world. That's because there hasn't really been that stuff that I need to update on it. I'm really waiting on a good deal for the Whomping Willow and Astronomy Tower, because those would be the last two sets that I need to make the full Hogwarts, and that's what I'm looking on. But there hasn't been really any good deals or stuff that I really want to add to the Lego Harry Potter or something. I've been just really hesitant. So I'm really, really thinking on it, guys. Everything's sort of just broken apart there. Thankfully the castles are still up, but mostly like the minifigures. Hagrid's hut is now on display somewhere else. So there's not a whole lot to do. And I'm just sort of going back and forth now. So I don't know what to do. I know I'm going to do it someplace in the future. Maybe, I don't know. Just, I might get a Harry Potter set for my birthday. My birthday's coming up. October 30th. Save the date. That's it. October. It's actually really close to my birthday. And that's surprising me. And that's also scaring me. Because once your birthday's done, it's done. October 30th. That's crazy about having a birthday is that it's really close to Halloween, so you're having candy, and I'm not good candy. I really do not like candy, especially like cake. Okay, I'm sorry if you guys just hate this, but I don't really like cake. I don't like the mushy stuff, you know, the frosting. Yeah, when it gets too much, ugh. Cookies, I'm okay with cookies. Cinnamon rolls, sure. Soda, I love soda. Soda's actually really good. I really do like soda. And that leads us to the end of this podcast episode, because I have some things I need to do, such as make video for you guys. I need to do some stuff with the city. I have storage to do, and I have tons of this stuff, so... Okay. No, I actually really do enjoy doing this podcast. I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching Built Bricks episode 18. I'll see you in episode 19 next week. Booyah! I don't know. Should I do a Lego stuffing? I don't know. Clap it. Brick it. Bye-bye.